as you lie yourself back. You can settle down and begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the pillow. And you can be aware of your head relaxing on those pillows, knowing that they will fully support the full weight of your head. So you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back. Nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that the bed will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being as you just relax back into that bed. Fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you, the sounds outside. None of these things need to distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is safely still turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back. Relax and let go. Let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine, and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms, and every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease. Drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing. That gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take and with every word I speak, you can just let go. I want you to imagine as vividly as you can that you're at the top of a beautiful, warm, softly lit staircase with 10 steps to go down, all covered in a beautifully soft carpet in your favourite colour and design, with a wonderfully smooth hardwood handrail at the side. At the bottom of the staircase is a door, and behind the door is a room. Your own special room where nobody ever goes but you. In a moment or two, I'm going to count all the way down from 10 down to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 0, you can imagine that each number is a step on this staircase. Another step down into deeper and deeper levels of relaxation. So that by the time I get to 0, you will be as relaxed as you can ever be. 10. Take the first step down now. Plenty of time, no need to hurry. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed, moving down easily. Another step down now into a relaxed calmness. 7. Imagining how it feels as your hand glides down that stereo. 6. Going deeper now, deeper. 5. Feeling more and more relaxed. 4. Deeper still now, and still deeper. 3. breathing becoming slower now and steadier. 2. A wonderful calmness just sweeping over you. 1. Almost all the way down now. Just one more step to go to 0. And now you find yourself in front of that door to your own special room. Study it for a moment, noticing the colour and design, looking at the texture and pattern of the handle, and understand that this room is always here for you in your thoughts. You can always find it just by going down that staircase of calmness and relaxation in your mind. Then you open the door and move easily inside the room. It's comfortable and warm inside here, and softly lit. It's furnished exactly as you want it to be to make it absolutely perfect. Make it truly vivid in your mind, catching the smell of it, the feel of it, as well as the way it looks. And in the middle of the room is a comfortable chair. A wonderfully luxurious and comfortable chair. And you just dawdle lazily over to it and flop yourself down, enjoying that deep sense of tranquility that sweeps over you as you sink into the cushions. I want to remind you that your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be a joy. And of course, it all now depends on you, because you, and only you, can allow thoughts to live in your mind, and how you think determines how you feel, and how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind. Day by day, you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows. And your life is too valuable, too miraculous, to be left to chance. For this planet is a game player's planet, and the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt with the real you as a hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there's no greater treasure on earth. And it's an easy game, because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within while you relax. You may, of course, wonder how the subconscious control mind can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objectives you have in mind. Once you detach your thoughts from problems and make a firm decision about the direction in which you want to go, this is understandable because each and every one of us has a vast sphere of reality, a force field of creative mind power that we have been conditioned by fear and ignorance to fail to explore, a veritable treasure house of health, intelligence and life understanding. The way this life-sustaining mind works is governed by strict universal laws. For whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract still more of the same. Your own negative thought patterns provide the psychic energies that feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax and switch the polarity around, and focus your thought energy on how you want things to be, rather than how you don't want them to be, and withdraw all your thought energy from the problems so that you attract the solutions. you attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want, and what you want, or something even more useful, presents itself as though what you've been always seeking has somehow always been seeking you. Seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. And this is a fresh pattern your subconscious control mind will now carry forward from your childhood to your adult life. Free from the problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life. A more elevated mental and emotional vantage point, from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available. Will always be seen. Now, while you are pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once there was a village in a very isolated part of the world, so isolated that they very rarely saw visitors from the outside world. And the people of the village had a secret. They had a magical painting. It had been given to them by a stranger back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. The stranger had said, "As long as this picture stays in the village, everything will go right for the people of the village," and the people felt safe having this picture. One day, another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, made the stranger welcome, and they let him stay in the room where the painting was kept. And when they got up in the morning, the stranger had left, and the painting had been taken away. The villagers were desolated. They felt their happiness had gone. Life could never again be the way that it had been before. It could never be the way they'd pictured it. They looked out of the window, and the blue sky had turned dark. The trees had stopped blooming, and the birds no longer sang, and they felt very sad. Then one of the young women of the village walked over to where the painting had been on the wall, and she started to paint her own picture. She started to paint a beautiful painting of trees and birds, and then some others joined her, and soon all the people were cooperating, making this painting. They all got so absorbed in the painting, and it wasn't until the young woman looked out of the window and said, "Look, everything is changing," and they realised that the sky had become blue again, and the birds were singing again, and the trees were back in bloom. Now, each and everything you do better than you've ever done before. You approach each new task with a complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind. Relaxed and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow your confidence grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger, as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control. Calm your mind. Disregard troubles, and you are calm. Relaxed. Poised. Competent. And confident. You are your own person. You go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. for you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of the person you are. Unique and special. Your real self. Confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognise what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you'll be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday is gone, and with it has gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real. And for this moment we live. And then, that too is gone. Either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. And you can choose too which reality is yours.